The Richest Man in Britain by Nick Hornby and Giles Smith. Episode 3, The Kidnap.
This is not often I see you in a jacket and tie, Dave. It suits you.
The truth is that he intimidates me a bit.
Mr. Green?
Yeah. Going to see a bank manager is a bit like going to see the headmaster. Don't you think?
Well, I do, but I'm just with one of the regular high street banks. When you set up your own, you get a different class of service altogether.
Funny, isn't it? It's my personal bank and it's in my house, but I still feel that he's better than me. Do you know what I mean? I think it all goes back to not getting maths O-level.
I've heard you say that before, Dave. Still rankles you, doesn't it?
I never cheated, Dom. You've got to believe me.
I do.
That calculator wasn't mine. Paul Sheesby put it in me pocket when I wasn't looking.
I know.
What floor is he? I never remember.
37.
So what are on all the other floors?
There aren't any other floors. There's just a games room with a very high ceiling. The kids open the windows and fly their kites in there on a wet day.
Was that all part of the original vision?
You'd have to ask Richard Rogers. It was his idea. He wanted a Canary Wharf vibe for the financial sector, as he calls it. So he just bunged a small skyscraper on top of the house.
Say what you like about Richard, and I know you've had your differences of opinion, but he's ambitious, isn't he?
Have we heard back from his solicitors?
I'm afraid so.
No joy?
They're still claiming that what he built down there is a functioning greenhouse.
Ha! I'd like to see him grow tomatoes in it.
Morning.
Oh, hello. We have an appointment with Mr. Green.
Is it Mr. Mabbott?
That's right.
I'll just check Mr. Green is free.
No worry.
David! Have you been waiting long?
No, you're all right, Mr. Green.
Nice tie, if I may say.
Yeah, cheers. And nice kimono, if I may say.
Oh, this old thing just slung it on, if I'm being honest. But that's the beauty of Dress Down Fridays, no? A chance to loosen up a little.
Oh, is that why your assistant...
Dawn... The bikini?
That's dressing down and then some.
Actually, Dawn wears the bikini most days. Anyway, come on through, you two, Dom. Sit ye down, so.
Thanks.
How are things? Busy?
No.
Ah, well, so, what have you been up to?
Nothing. Actually, that's not completely true. We had a cracking water fight yesterday afternoon, didn't we, Dom?
Oh, quite a soaker.
Moaning away at the end he was, Mr. Green.
I wasn't moaning. It's just that we always said fire hydrants were out of bounds.
Bad loser.
I didn't lose, in fact, Mr. Green. The fight was stopped when we shorted the electrics.
Our screens did go down for a while yesterday, now you mention it. I believe we were nevertheless up at the close of the day's trading. We normally are.
I've noticed.
Either of you gentlemen anything? Teas, coffees, pastries? No? Okay, anything for you, Mr. Green?
Just a banana daiquiri, thank you, Dawn.
My pleasure.
Right. So, how about we get down to business?
Yeah, let's do that.
You mentioned on the phone about wanting to make some kind of provision for your mother, is that right?
Ah, that's thoughtful of you, Dave.
Yeah, but before we get to that, can I ask you a quick one about my cash card?
Absolutely, go right ahead.
Well, at the moment, okay, I've got a daily limit of 100 quid that I can get out of the machine, yeah?
That's the current arrangement as it stands, I believe.
Well, I was wondering if I could just bump it up a bit. Not forever, just temporarily.
What sum specifically were you thinking of?
Uh-oh, here we go.
150.
Oh.
So, just to be clear, you want to raise your cash card limit from £100 per day to £150 per day.
That's right.
I really don't think that's going to be any problem at all, David, given your unparalleled financial circumstances.
Phew.
I thought you were going to ask for some stupid amount.
What do you mean by that? You make me sound like a terrible, irresponsible person.
Sorry, Dave.
When it's a stupid amount, I'll use the credit card.
Fair play.
So, I'll make sure your cash card limit is adjusted with immediate effect. Now, what can we do for your mother?
Well, the timing is a bit up in the air on this one, but at some point, probably within the next week or so, I'm going to want to take out a pretty large sum.
For your mother?
Yeah, a big old lump for me mum.
I think that's great, Dave. She'll be really touched.
I can explain.
I don't think you need to explain, David. Ensuring the financial security of our loved ones is one of the best and most natural things we can do with our money.
Absolutely agree. Good for you, Dave.
Cheers.
What would the sum be in this case?
Well, it could go either way, but at the moment, I'm hoping to get it up to 45 million.
Wowza.
Very generous of you, David. Very generous indeed. And, of course, no problem in the context of your overall financial picture. Obviously, I'll have a closer look at it. But straight away, I can think of some holdings we could very easily transfer into your mother's name. Oh. One of the Hungarian funds, maybe.
Hungary? I've got money in Hungary.
Among many other places around the world, David.
I hate Hungary.
What's Hungary ever done to you?
Hello? Hungarian Rock Awards 1981? Ring any bells?
I can't say it does, Dave, no.
No, well, it wouldn't, would it? Not unless you're a fan of the Vorosvar Hellboys.
I'm not sure I've ever heard of them.
Never heard of the Vorosvar Hellboys? Best live act in the world, 1981? Supposedly. You think we'd have even got on the plane if we'd known we were going to miss out?
No.
Half the population of Hungary watched us not win that award, including the Prime Minister, apparently. No, I'm sorry. Some things can't be forgiven. I want that money out, please, Mr. Green.
Well, as I say, I'll look at the whole picture very closely, address the tax situation and so forth. There can often be significant advantages to be accrued by reassigning a fund as a gift in trust.
Yeah, blah-de-blah. But I'm going to need it in cash.
Ooh, steady on, Dave.
45 million in cash. For your mother.
45 million? For your mum?
What are you both saying? Is that too much for a mum? A mum who brought me into the world and raised me. A mum who loved me and cared for me and stood by me. Except sometimes. My one, my only mother.
Dave, no, don't take it so hard. We didn't mean to imply anything about your mum's value. Of course she's worth 45 million. More than that, 50 million even. She's a wonderful woman.
I'll never have another.
Yeah, blow.
I suppose I'm only curious about what your mother is going to buy with this 45 million pounds.
She's not buying anything, I'm buying her.
Nope, we're no clearer, Dave.
She's been kidnapped, hasn't she?
Has she?
Kidnapped? Dave, when?
About 4 days ago. Now, hang on, what are we? Friday.
Dress down Friday.
5 days.
Five days, but you didn't say anything.
Well, you didn't ask.
Well, no, I suppose the specific question did elude me. At no point did I come up and say, hello, Dave, has your mum been kidnapped? But even so...
Anyway, I was going to tell you yesterday after the water fight, but you stropped off all Mardy to get changed.
I did not strop off.
You did? You can dish it out water-wise, but you can't take it.
David, forgive me for interrupting, but this kidnapping, is your mother in any immediate danger?
Oh, no. Not what you call real danger. How many toes does she really need at her age anyway? Just kidding. They haven't cut anything off at all. They've been altogether gentlemanly about it so far. And Mum's having a high old time by the sound of things. Happy as Larry, according to Dimitri.
Dimitri?
The head kidnapper. Very nice phone manner. Very reasonable.
You have, I take it, alerted the authorities?
Do what? Do you never watch Van der Valk, Mr. Green? Obviously not, because if you did, you would know that there's a number of things that kidnappers really don't like you doing, and getting the police involved is one of them. Let's play to our strengths here, shall we, and concentrate on what you can do to help with this situation. How soon can you get the necessary wedge together?
I'll talk to him, Mr. Green.
Don't patronise me, Dom. I'm on top of this situation, and we'll do it my way. Thank you. It's my money, and it's my mum. Mr. Green, cash me up as instructed.
I'll get onto it straight away.
You better. Straight away.
Mr. Green?
Yes, Dawn?
The creams and the harness have arrived.
Thank you, Dawn.
Blimey, what a morning. I could eat a horse. Not that they actually serve horse here, I don't think.
I suspect not.
Hang on, unless... Gigi Dagno, that's no horse, is it?
Gigor Nanyo. I think that's lamb, in fact.
Well, there you go, then. It's horse-free dining. Maybe I'll go for the steak.
What about you, Dom? On me this time.
That's very kind of you, Dave, but to be perfectly honest, I find it a little bit hard to concentrate on food at the moment.
Is the music too loud for you? I'll get them to turn it down. It's one of the advantages of owning your own restaurant. In your own garden.
Nope, the music is fine. I would say it's the current kidnap situation more, really, that was playing on my mind.
Your problem, Dom, is that you worry too much.
Yeah, I'm sorry to bang on, but can you talk me through it? When you found out, and when you first heard from, your friend? What's his name?
Dimitri. Dimmer, to his mates. Right, so, from the beginning. You know how Mum and I meet up for mid-morning coffee?
I certainly do. 7 days a week, regular as clockwork. I can't remember you ever missing that.
This never happened, Dom. 15 years she's been living here, and we've met for coffee at 11 o'clock, on the dot, every single morning. Anyway, so Monday, she doesn't show up.
Well, you must have wondered what was going on.
I did. I was most disorientated. Then, Tuesday, she doesn't turn up. And Wednesday, you've guessed it, ditto.
So, you didn't actually investigate her disappearance?
Not really, no. I, you know, shouted for her a couple of times. The terrible truth is, I quite enjoyed it. Say you're a man of a certain age, which I am, Dom, and I've never tried to deny it, and say you're partial to an apple Danish with your coffee. Again, a fact I've never hidden. Well, would you say that I'm entitled to one, or maybe even on occasions a second, without someone banging on about how fat I am and how much money I'm pouring down the drain?
You're more than entitled.
Well, that's how come I didn't raise the alarm. I was enjoying the extra pastries. Anyway, Wednesday afternoon, Dimmer calls.
Gentlemen, if you'd permit me to tell you about our specials.
Please do.
Our main course today is a whole parboiled lobster, cracked open and twice baked in a cinnamon-infused wrap.
Could he bake it a third time if we asked? You can't be too careful with seafood, can you?
I could certainly ask him, sir.
Now, you know what? I think I'll have a sandwich.
A sandwich, sir?
Yeah. I'll have cheese. On white, with pickle. Branston's mind. None of that homemade rustic chutney nonsense.
A cheese sandwich with pickle.
Yeah.
Very good, sir. And for you, sir?
I'll have the salmon profiteroles to start, followed by the monkfish risotto.
And what am I supposed to do while you're working your way through that lot?
Oh, sorry, Dave, I wasn't thinking. I'll have the sandwich too, please.
Very good, sir. If I could take your menus.
Ta.
So, anyway, Wednesday afternoon, Dimmer calls.
So, I answer the phone and he tells me he's got my mum held hostage and he's looking for a ransom. So, I weighed in with 15 mil first offer.
What was he asking for?
Well, he's looking for 1.5 initially. But as you know, Dom, I'm always looking to unload if the opportunity is there. Especially if it's a deserving cause.
Which Dimmer is, you think?
He's had a lot of problems over the years. Prison. All sorts.
Well, it's one of the perils of the trade, I would have thought, if you're a kidnapper. So, 15 mil. He must have been made up.
Ah, well, there's the thing. He really wasn't. He didn't seem comfortable at that level. Started talking about income tax and how hard it would be not to spoil the kids. Dimmer, I said, tell me about it. And meanwhile, my poor mum, my lovely poor mum is... Well, actually, she's watching telly with her feet up and having her meals brought to her in what is, at this time, an undivulged, but clearly rather nicely appointed location.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, she's loving it. It's a little holiday for her, in a way. She'll come back refreshed. I'm sure of it.
Hello, Dom. Hello, Dad.
Hey, Sophie, what are you up to? You want some lunch?
No, can I borrow the helicopter?
Not again. Where to this time?
I don't know, just out.
All right, then.
Cheers, Pa.
But, Sophie, make sure you don't scratch it, OK?
Yeah.
He's a good lad, that one.
Likes his makeup.
Yeah, his makeup and his helicopters. They're all the same, kids. Hey, up here comes a grub.
The cheese and pickle sandwich.
That's me.
And the other cheese and pickle sandwich.
Thank you.
Enjoy your meals.
Thank you. Bon appetito, Dom. Pass the ketchup, will you?
Interesting sandwich. Don't think I've ever seen it done this way before, with the cheese in a big pile in the middle like that, and the bread on the side. And this brown ring around the plate, that would be the Branstons, presumably.
He's an artist, this chef, piling.
Thinking about it all, though, Dave, it seems pretty clear to me that negotiations between you and Dimitri have reached a deadlock.
That's true enough.
And I can't really see how you're going to move the situation forward without professional intervention.
What are you suggesting, Dom?
We need to get the police in.
Do you think? I don't want to get anyone into trouble.
I think it's time, Dave.
What if I ring Dimitri now and drop the offer a bit? 7 million, say. Do you think he'd go for that? It's more manageable.
If I may say this, Dave, I think there's a bigger issue here. You've got to think about the precedent you're setting. You cave in this time to Dimitri and his demands for less money, well, fine.
Exactly.
But that's not necessarily going to be the end of it. You're sending out a message to the kidnapping community. If word gets out that you're a soft touch who coughs up as much or indeed as little as he is asked to, well, we're going to have an abduction on our hands every week.
But that's brilliant, isn't it? Loads of money gone.
Yeah, but it might be one of your kids next. Cyril, Odette, Gemma, little Victor, even Sophie.
Hearing them all listed like that, it makes me realise that I haven't done things all wrong.
They're lovely kids.
They're not really dumb, are they?
No.
What I meant was, they haven't got silly names. No Fifi Frou-Frous. No space stations, no cauliflowers. Just good, old-fashioned English names. Plus Odette, who's probably not mine anyway. But none of that daft rock star nonsense. Your pixie tops, your Thumbelinas, your nimsy noo-noos. Such a shame, that, I always think. Saddling a kid with some dopey jingle for the rest of its life.
Probably seems funny at the time.
Yeah, but I couldn't do it myself. I mean, I can't say I wasn't tempted once in a while. You know how it is. End of a long night in the delivery ward. Not much sleep. You look down at the little mite in its hospital cot thing and you think, yeah, flip-flop. That'd be a laugh.
It's quite tempting, I'm sure.
But I always saw reason in the end, Dom, and went for something simple, like Doug. Now, you can't argue with Doug.
That's true. It's a perfectly straightforward name.
No, I mean, you can't argue with her. Absolute killer, Doug's turned into. I mean, one minute you're carrying them around on your shoulder. Before you know it, they're carrying you around on their shoulder.
Yeah, it was just a difference of opinion, Dave, and she did apologise afterwards.
Bags of energy, that one. They've all got that, though, and it really pleases me, actually. Because you're aware of all the pitfalls, the rock star's kid syndrome, the money, the wildness, the fact that their parents are asleep so much during the day, those kind of things. So you have to work hard to keep it real for them, the way my mum did for me. A bit too real sometimes for me, if I'm being honest.
There's no harm done. On the topic of your mum...
It's why I made sure they went to state schools, all of them. Well, until they got expelled, anyway. After that, private schools were the only places that would have them. But just in general, you know, I was always careful not to spoil them. Keep their feet on the ground.
They're a credit to you, Dave.
I appreciate you saying that, Dom.
But going back to your mum's kidnapping for a moment, Dave, the thing is, it might not be Dimitri doing the kidnapping next time. It might be someone, you know, competent. Really, Dave, trust me here, we need the police. It'll be okay, and you'll get your mum back. And other good things.
I suppose so. Do you mind if I take this, Dom? It's them.
No, please, go ahead.
Now I can tell. I'll put them into my mobile as... Kidnappers, look!
Yes, very good. But please answer, Dave. You don't want them thinking you're too busy to take the call.
Hold on, how many peas in kidnappers?
Dave! Sorry.
Oh, don't be such a worrywart. Hello? Hello, Dimmer. How are you? And how's she, more to the point? Tuck in, Dom, don't mind me. Really? Broken? Or just badly bruised, you reckon?
Oh, Jesus, Dave.
Well, you can't say I didn't warn you, dear old son. Now, I know that's no excuse, but I made it pretty clear right from the start, didn't I? If she misses Emmerdale, she can get really violent. Anyway, the main thing is you're walking again, yeah?
Oh, thank goodness.
Dom, are you going to eat that tomato? What's that? Nah. Just having lunch with Dom. Dom, it works for me. No, of course he's not. He's saying you're a policeman. As if.
What's that meant to mean?
You, a copper. You're not tall enough for a kick-off.
Yes, I am.
You're never. 6 foot you have to be.
5 foot 8, actually.
Really? 5 foot 8? No wonder there's so little respect for the law these days. Sorry, Dimmer. No, I'm still here, mate. Sure, I understand, says he's running out of minutes. Yes, to the business at hand. I've had a chat with Dom, and we're prepared to come down a bit. How does 7 sound to you? I appreciate that, old son, but if we drop it any further, how will it look to her? With all due respect, you're not going to be the one sitting there at Christmas lunch, listening to her moaning about only being worth a couple of million. Oh, she's already invited you. Well, great. Something to look forward to when this is sorted out.
Yeah.
All right, Dimmer. Speak to you later, mate. Yeah. 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 Take care.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Bye. Bye-bye, 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 bye-bye.
That was Dimmer.
Nice bloke. Heart's in the right place. You can just tell with some people.
I'm sure, really. I don't suppose there's ever been a nicer kidnapper. And clearly what's happening between the two of you on a human level is very beautiful. But even if it makes us seem stuffy and old-fashioned, I suggest that we need to think very hard about the virtues of going down the proper channels on this one, Dave.
Well, I'll mull it over on the drive back to the house.
Fair enough.
And by the way, don't let me forget to go via Dick Rogers' greenhouse.
Really?
I've got to leave 150 quid out for Dimmer.
Ah, so that's why he needed your cash card limit changed.
Yeah, Dimmer's per diems. Well, I could hardly expect him to front up his own expenses, could I? Excuse me, excuse me. Waiter!
Sir?
Bung this little lot on the tab, would you?
Very good, sir.
Traffic round this place sometimes.
Get behind one of those staff shuttle buses and you can be some time.
Do they have to stop so often?
That's kind of the point of them.
Well, I'm getting my own lane built. 2.5 hours from the restaurant to here. Well out of order, that is. So, this is what Dick Rogers calls a greenhouse. You can see what I mean about tomatoes, can't you?
It is a bit chilly.
And no windows.
He's gone for an effect. I'm just not quite sure it works. So, where do you leave Dimitri's money?
Along here, beside the so-called tool shed.
That thing? How are you meant to get any tools in there?
Exactly.
Still, it's as good a place as any to leave a ransom, I suppose.
Absolutely. That's why I chose it. Well out of the way. Dimmer can come and go in peace. Kidnappers like that.
One thing, though, Dave. How does he get in through the door?
I gave him a code.
Oh, of course.
It's quite nice to get some use out of the place, to be honest. It's not like anyone else comes here.
I suppose not.
Hello? Anybody there?
Who's that?
It's only the kidnapper.
Dimmer?
Dave? Is that you?
Yes, mate. We're over here. Blimey, Dom, it's Dimmer.
Incredible.
Oi, oi, here he is in person, Britain's richest man.
Hey, come on, you can leave that nonsense out for starters. This is great, isn't it, after all this time? Fancy seeing you here.
Amazing.
You're not as tall as you sound on the phone.
Oh, no. Oh, people always say that.
And this is Dom.
Hello. I'm holding Dave's mum.
Yeah, I heard.
So, you've come for your expenses, I would guess. I was just leaving the dosh out.
Lovely. Thank you very much. But actually, it wasn't really about the money. I was going to leave this letter for you.
Oh. What is it? A ransom demand? Told you he'd see sense eventually, Dom, didn't I?
Not exactly, no. The opposite of that, really. I mean, I suppose I might as well tell you myself now you're here.
Go on. What is it?
I've had a lot of time to think about things all in all, especially with your mum sleeping as much as she does.
She all right, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Cracking form. Yeah, left her watching Countdown and drinking bourbon.
Perfect.
No. What it is, right, we were negotiating over your mum, you and me, as you'll recall.
Of course I do.
And you were putting all these, like, sums of money in me head, you know, like 10 million, 20 million, 40 million.
45, if you fancied.
Exactly. And I found myself considering these huge, almost unimaginable figures and thinking, is that what it all comes down to? Money?
It does usually, in your line of work.
And if so, then where would the dissatisfaction, the restlessness ever stop? To be honest, it was like a light bulb suddenly going on. So, what I'd like to do, if it's all right with you, is return your mum for nothing and move on.
Nothing?
I've been lucky all my life. Comfortable home, wife who loves me, couple of beautiful kids. It's been like a revelation to me, in a way, Dave, these last few days. I don't need any more than I already have. How great is that?
Not even 500,000, just as a token?
Not even that.
You could give it to charity.
But there's tax implications there, you see.
I know. You sure you don't want some more time to think about it?
Positive.
Maybe just over the weekend.
I'm sure.
Well, I can't say I'm not disappointed. But if that's the way you want it, Dimmer, then you should at least know that I respect your decision.
Thanks, Dave. It means a lot.
Not a problem.
Oh, there's one little thing. Is there any chance you could pop over and pick her up?
I don't see why we can't sort that out, do you, Dom?
You are kidding me.
Oi, listen to me.
How's your shoulder?
Do you know who I am?
A bit freer.
Not affecting your driving?
No, I'm all right.
I can't stay in here, bloody hell.
All credit to her. It was quite a bite.
To be honest, I don't think it was the bite. I think it was lifting the mobility scooter onto the van that tore it.
It was never going to be an uncomplicated pickup.
Timing could have been better.
I know. Should have waited until Come Dine With Me was finished.
Or at least until it's obvious who was going to win.
Yeah, but you can never tell until right at the end, can you? Sometimes there's a twist. Anyway, I could sense that Dimmer was itching to be on his own with his family.
Nice wife.
Really nice. Genuine. Down to earth. He's done really well for himself there.
Lovely kids, too.
Lovely. Unspoiled. And such a lovely atmosphere in that house.
Yeah. No wonder your mum didn't want to come away. Oh, hey, Dave, I didn't mean...
It's all right.
It's all quiet in the back now.
She'll have dropped off. Always does in the car, bless her.
Yeah, and nearly always, just before you get home.
Invariably. Just pull it up here, front of a garage. Hopefully we can park her in there without waking her up. Good lad. Oh, look at her. She's well away. So peaceful she looks. You'd never know that as recently as an hour ago she was having a fight.
She's safe home now, Dave.
And I'm really pleased about that, Dom. Dimmer had a point, didn't he? Never mind any of the other stuff. It's family that matters. It's when a man finds peace.
Joe Fitch! Come down immediately! Sophie! I mean it! Right now! Sophie!
The Richest Man in Britain starred Mark Williams as Dave, with Russell Tovey as Dom, Matt Addis as Sophie and the Waiter, Phil Cornwall as Dimitri the Kidnapper, and Jeff McGiven as Mr. Green the Banker. It was written by Nick Hornby and Giles Smith, and the producer was Lucy Armitage.